Up to 1 million animal and plant species are on the verge of extinction as a result of human activity. That's one of the findings of a landmark UN environmental report that was just released. And it's where we start our show today. Andy Purvis is a researcher at the Natural History Museum in London, and he's one of the hundreds of scientists who contributed to the report on biodiversity and ecosystems.
It's been an enormous project. All of us at the moment, I'm sorry if this comes over in my voice, we're exhausted because we've had a week of negotiating with delegates from the governments of 132 countries to agree the final text that was released today. So it's been intense, yeah. Very, very intense.
Sounds like it. The report is tough reading. It predicts 1 million animal and plant species are on the verge of extinction. Can you give us any more specifics about those kinds of plants and animals?
On average, about 25% of species are threatened with extinction. Now, they tend to be the slightly less well-known ones, but they include some, you know, all of our closest relatives, for instance, gorilla, the chimpanzees, orangutan, they're all threatened. All of the animals that kind of top all the polls of what's your favorite animal, you know, the panda, the elephants. From my own perspective, I fear very much for some of the organisms that got me into biology in the first place. So tigers, for instance, are dwindling fast. And so to put that into context, can you imagine how much politicians and society would be acting if 25% of major companies were facing immediate bankruptcy? Hmm. And basically, ecologically, that's where we're at.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because my next question was, what are the human activities that are driving this rate of extinction?
There are basically two levels to this. The root cause is that people want more stuff all the time, and there are more and more people all the time. And then the ways that those things manifest themselves, the direct drivers of change, the biggest one is land use change and sea use change. So we're converting more and more natural habitats to agriculture or to urban areas. So for instance, the total area of cities and towns has doubled since just 1992.
When you read about a report like this, it's very alarming. And politically, something has to happen. I mean, where does one start? I mean, we can all start in our homes, but what is the plan of action here?
Well, so politically, starts have already been made. This text that was released today was agreed by delegates of 132 governments around the world. We haven't said, and this is exactly what you must do, but they accept that the sorts of transformative change, where we outline some options, are things they need to do. We need to keep the pressure on politicians so that they know this is genuinely an important issue.
Who do you expect the most opposition from?
Well, it will be interesting to see which spokespeople come up and downplay what's in this report and call it into question. And what I would just ask everyone there to do is bear this in mind. All of us who worked on this report did so for free. Our only vested interest is the truth. Anyone who comes on air saying that the science isn't in yet is wrong. So please ask yourselves, what's their vested interest? Who are the very rich corporations or individuals whose wealth has come from unsustainable use of natural resources, who are paying them to go on air or go into print and say that?
That was Andy Purvis, a researcher at the Natural History Museum in London and one of the authors of today's report.